Business.
Airbus A380. Super jumbo problems. The world's biggest passenger aeroplane is going cheap.
How much is an airliner worth if it is languishing on the tarmac and may never fly passengers again? In the age of COVID-19, that is the fate of many double-decker A380 super jumbos built by Airbus, Europe's aerospace giant. Once seen by airlines as the future of commercial aviation, many are being retired early as COVID-19 has cast a pall on the future of globetrotting. Those still in service could be yours for a few million dollars. The A380 was in trouble before the pandemic. Delays meant that by the time it at last flew, it had to compete with smaller, more efficient jets. Only 14 airlines ever ordered the 500-plus seater, with Emirates, based in Dubai, operating nearly half the 242 planes delivered. After Emirates cancelled orders for 39 in February 2019, Airbus announced it was winding down production of the plane. All aircraft have lost value as a result of COVID-19, but the fall has been unusually steep for A380s. The model's main attraction for airlines was to relieve congested runways at global hub airports. Now these are empty. Fewer than 1 in 10 working A380s are plying the skies, according to Flight Radar 24, which tracks air traffic. Smaller craft are faring somewhat better. The aviation industry may not recover until 2024, according to the International Air Transport Association, a trade group. That is a long time to maintain aeroplanes, so some airlines have thrown in the towel. Air France has announced its 9 A380s will never fly again, and booked a €500 million, that's $588 million write-down in the value of its fleet. Germany's Lufthansa has cut its 14-strong squadron by 6. Singapore Airlines, the second biggest operator with 19 planes, plans an ominous-sounding review.